A little while ago, I received a letter that was quite intriguing to me. It was intriguing because on the envelope, I have it right here, on the envelope, I recognized the handwriting that was written. It's my handwriting. But I received this in the mail, and I was thinking, I didn't mail myself a letter. On the return address, it has the English Department for Southern Adventist University. And then it came back to me. Our English teacher had given us an assignment to write a letter to ourselves that would then be delivered to us 5 years in the future. It was quite interesting. I was actually quite intrigued and interested because I was thinking, you know, 5 years ago, I don't remember what I wrote. So I opened the letter and it's in my handwriting, of course. Nice stationery. You can see the watermark there. Do we ever use that anymore? Do you guys use stationery? Dear John, how's life? Are you enjoying what you're doing? I sure hope so. What have you accomplished in the past few years? Have you graduated from college? I could answer that at that time, no. Have you gotten married? Yes. Do you have a solid job? No. And it goes on with these kinds of questions and saying, be sure to love your wife, and if you have kids, love your kids. And I was giving myself advice in 5 years. And it was quite interesting to look at that. Now, did I know where I would be living in 5 years at that time? Did I know what I would be doing? I couldn't have. Because life experiences seem to be dynamic. And they change our plans of what we wish and hope to do. They seem to change at times. Now, did my family know where I was going to be? Did my father? Did my mother know what I would be experiencing? I kind of doubt it. They had aspirations for me. They had hopes and dreams for me. They hoped that I was going to be a contributing member of society as I aged and I grew older. But they couldn't have known. The thing is, every parent has hopes and dreams for their children. Every parent has hopes and dreams as you were held by your mother the moment after you were born. She looked in your eyes and she said, I pray that my son, my daughter, will be like this, will do this. Some of them aspire their children to be doctors or missionaries or teachers or professionals or politicians even, but do they know exactly where you're going to end up? They can't, really. They really can't. At this time of year, our thoughts are turned towards Christ's birth. And as we think about that question, did Mary know all that he was going to do? As she held her son the moment after he was born, as she held him there, did she really know what was going to happen in his life? She might have had some idea, for the angel Gabriel was the one who came and shared with her the good news that she was the chosen among her friends, the chosen among the nations. She might have had a small idea of what Jesus was going to do. I don't know if she knew entirely, though. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn this morning to Luke, the first chapter. Luke chapter 1 gives us that message from Gabriel. Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 30. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end." This is Gabriel's message to Mary. If we could spend a few moments with Mary, sitting down, having a meal with her, I would say having coffee, but actually having hot chocolate with her, and we just engaged in conversation with her, what would you ask her? Did you really know what was going to happen, Mary? Listen to some of the questions that we could have asked her.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is a great I Am.
Thank you, ladies. Did Mary really know what Jesus was going to do? Now, she could have looked at the prophecies. She could have understood what Isaiah meant. She could have realized that Messiah means Savior. But did she really know the impact her son was going to have on the world? Did she know that he was going to suffer a cruel death? That he was going to be the leader of a supposed rebellious mob that would be handed over to the Romans? Did she know all that? I doubt it. do we know the impact that Jesus has? Do we recognize this gift that we have been given? It's so easy to lose focus on Jesus, especially in Christmas season. It's easy to lose that focus on him because the world is focused more on the reindeer and the snowmen, focused on the candy canes and the cookies, focused on the twinkle lights and the trees, on the gifts and the great deals at the stores. It's easy to lose focus on Jesus. We seem to have more of a fear for Santa Claus than Jesus. Because if we don't do what's right, watch out, Santa's got his list. He's checking it twice. And if he's gonna find out if you're naughty or nice. And if you're naughty, you're getting a lump of coal. And we seem to have more of a fear about Santa Claus than Jesus. So it's easy for Jesus to get lost in the cookies and the celebration and the parties. It's easy also, on the other hand, for us to just take Jesus for granted. Throw him in the package of Christmas because it's a package deal and they always put the nativity up that time of year, and that's what churches do. Road to Bethlehem, Journey to Bethlehem, that's what they do at this time of year. And so it's easy to take Jesus for granted, and it's hard for us to work against culture and the familiar to keep Christ in Christmas. We have to work against the flow of our American culture to make sure that we keep holy in the holiday, to help us remember that Jesus is still the reason for the season. Because the fact of the matter is, if Jesus did not come at the exact moment in history, at the exact time and place and culture and where he came there in that stable in Bethlehem, if he had not come, we would all be lost. We would all be lost. We'd be condemned. As the Bible says, the wages of sin, the result of the sin in our lives, is eternal condemnation. But praise God, Jesus came as that gift to give us that eternal life, to give us that hope of salvation. And that is what we remember at Christmas time. As Gabriel told Mary, Christ's kingdom would never end. As the angel told Joseph, you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. As Isaiah the prophet wrote, he will bring good news to the poor. He will release the captives. He will open blinded eyes to see. He will make the lame walk. He will set free the oppressed. He is the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus himself said that he is the living water, the bread of life, the light of the world, the overcomer, the one who is victorious over evil. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus is with you when you're hurt. He's with you as you bury your parents. He's with you as you are tempted and you are troubled and you are tried, when you are alone, when you are lost. Jesus is right there with you. Do we realize the gift we have been given? In our trying moments, all we have to do is say one word: Jesus. Jesus. And he is there to help us, to lift us, to carry us through that burden. That is the gift that God has given. Do we realize that? Or do we just take Jesus for granted? Or do we say, I'm going to do it on my own this time. I'm going to grit my teeth. I'm going to white knuckle it. I can do it myself. And so we forget to call on Jesus, the name above all names, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We forget to call on him and we say, I do it myself. Look at how good I am. Too often, I believe that we are wrapped up in the festivities of Christmas. We know what we are getting better than who we have been given. Do you know what you're getting for Christmas? Do you know what you're getting? I would say yes and no. No, you don't exactly know what grandma's going to give you. I mean, grandma may give you that new PlayStation you want. Or, you know, she could always give you that ugly sweater. Which is going to be. So you don't exactly know what they're going to give you, but yes, you do know what you want for Christmas. Right? You've looked at all of the advertisements. You have that wish list on Amazon that's 10 pages long. And you know every item that is on there because you have been researching it. You spent time looking at the user reviews, watching the breakdown of that system on the little videos they have on the internet. You've been comparing prices here or there, making sure it will fit with your wardrobe or complement your life in such a way, make your life easier, give you more entertainment, whatever the case may be. You have spent time with that. And you know, in the sense of knowledge, what you want to have for Christmas. And you spend all this time researching, focusing on what you want. But I believe that we spend not enough time focusing on the one gift that has already been given. Do you know how much God's gift can, does, and will impact your life? For young Tyrell Wolfe, he didn't know the impact his gift would make on his own life. As a young boy at 7 years old, he took one of those shoeboxes, packed it full of toys and presents and gifts and things that another seven-year-old child would love, wrapped it up, took it to the Operation Christmas Child drop-off location, and thought nothing of it. Inside the box, he put his picture, his name, his address, in case the child wanted to contact him, send a letter. He thought nothing of it, went about his business for Christmas. On the receiving end, several weeks later, a young Filipino girl received his box at a vacation Bible school in her hometown in the Philippines. She was so touched, so blessed by the contents and the spirit of the giver that she wanted to send him a letter. She was 7 years old herself. She wrote a letter, thank you for giving this Christmas gift to me. I loved it. It was great. Tyrell never received the letter. Somehow it got lost in the post. 11 years later, Tyrell is now a student at Gem State Academy. He receives a Facebook friend request from what he calls a random girl in the Philippines. You could almost, Hollywood would spend millions of dollars to get a story like this because you can almost write the ending. Tyrell and Joanna started their online friendship, and it blossomed into more than just a friendship. They never met in person, and they also agreed to not date until Tyrell personally asked Joanna's father in person if he could date his daughter. So a trip to the Philippines was in order. June 2013, after Tyrell graduated from Jim State, he flew to the Philippines, never been traveling by himself, especially overseas that far. He went there, learned about Joanna's way of life, met her family, met her extended family. About the middle of the week, he gathered up the courage to ask Joanna's father, who was a pastor, if he could date Joanna. And of course, the father said, sure, go ahead. Yeah, you seem to be a very respectable kind of guy. The relationship continued, and it grew until just a few weeks ago, Tyrell and Joanna were married on their family's farm in Idaho. Amazing story. He did not know the impact his gift would make on his own life. He says, and I quote, "I remember as a little boy, I was so excited to know the toys and other items that I put in the box would bring joy to another child somewhere in the world. I just didn't know the joy it would bring back to me one day." His gift from a generous heart started a relationship that will last for a lifetime. God's gift from his generous heart will last a lifetime as we engage with Jesus. This Christmas season, my friends, I beg of you, do not take his gift for granted. Start that relationship with Jesus. Build that relationship with Jesus. Strengthen that relationship with Jesus. And he will have an impact that you cannot describe. Let's pray. Father God, as we focus on your gift this month, may we not lose the impact that Jesus can have on our own lives. Help us to not take him for granted. Help us to spend time focusing on Jesus, deepening our relationship with him. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.